Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. That's a little Heartland rock and roll. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Beverly Flaxton is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Make Your Shift, author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You. She is a behavior coach. She's a human behavior coach for all you humans out there. So, Beverly, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
It is, the company name is The Collaborative, so the website is thethe-collaborative.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And find your books, too, can't they? All the things you do.
They are there.
So we're talking about confidence, and one of the things that I think, Beverly, and you and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, that I think is a huge way to get a leg up on confidence is being able to laugh at yourself. If you're putting yourself out there, Beverly, if you're selling, if you're meeting people, if you're trying to make your way in the world, whatever you're doing, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to have a hard row to hoe, aren't you? I mean, my goodness, the best laughs of my life are on me, and I'm the first one, unless my kids are around.
Well, I always feel that's payback, because my sister and I, at our ages, we still, our favorite thing to do is poke at our mom.
Yeah.
However, now that I have children that are getting to be adults, I find that they've developed that skill also.
Oh, yeah.
Not poking at my mom, poking at me.
Yeah, I know. So, what do you think?
I think you've keyed on something so important, you know, because confidence really isn't about I'm perfect and I do everything well. We are all fallible human beings. We make mistakes. We think we have great ideas and we find out they're not. And being able to try something, fail, but instead of using that as an opportunity to beat up on myself, use it as an opportunity to kind of laugh and say, well, that was one of my worst ideas. You know, mm-hmm. What can I learn from this and move on? That mm-hmm. is an incredible skill, Jim, that you're talking about here to build confidence. It's not about doing it right every time. It's about having the kind of perspective that says, I learned something. Sometimes it goes right. That's great. But when it doesn't, I learn something, and maybe I can laugh at myself and move on.
Well, you know, if you trip or whatever, or you fall or something happens, you know, don't turn red face and act like you want to crawl into a hole. Stand up, raise your arms, and act like you just made a touchdown. You know, I mean, that brings the audience, whoever's looking at you, it brings them into your fun. It makes you and them. It pulls the two of you together.
I can remember one time being at a team building event, but there were hundreds of people there, and the guy that was leading it was up on the stage, and he said, you know, I want five people who will come up and tell the most embarrassing things that have ever happened to them. And people came up, and Jim, oh my goodness, the stories, and you could just see, you know, somebody walking out of the bathroom to give, you know, a huge speech in front of a couple thousand people, and the toilet paper is stuck in the back of the pants, and, you know, another one. Another one that was at some military event, and it was had been having a hard time with the pants and the belt and something, and as they're walking up on the stage, the whole thing lets go, and the pants fall down before. But the point is that everyone was just laughing and laughing and laughing, and not at these people, but with these people.
Right.
Because
in one way, shape, or form,
we've all been there, and why can't we use it as a chance to have more of a release as opposed to use that as a chance to show myself what a stupid, inept person I am?
Well, that's exactly right, and you've got to be able to do that, and confidence, you know, as far as confidence is concerned, if you You know, another thing, Beverly, is and I want you to come back another time and talk about this some more. But there's a big difference between the way women think about confidence and the way men think about confidence, isn't there?
I think there is, and I think there's a couple of pieces to it. You know, there's the part where, you know, I talked earlier about how confidence is not that bravado, that ego, that center of the attention. But I think to a larger degree, men associate confidence with that piece. Like, I'm supposed to be the strong person out in front, everyone's eyes on me. You know, women are not taught that. In fact, we're taught quite the opposite, that's kind of the last thing that you want to do is...
I don't even think you have to be taught that, though, as women. I don't think women even have to be taught that. I think it's just the difference in men and women. And by the way, you said that, I heard you say that earlier about the bravado. When I see someone, man or woman, showing that kind of bravado, I see a very unconfident person.
Exactly. But we when people think of it, I think they do look and say that's the confident person. And you said it right out of the box. The confident one is the one who, well, somebody's showing themselves with this bravado. You're walking around the room learning everything you can about everyone, engaging, asking them questions.
Yeah.
That's the confident person.
somebody who acts like that with all the bravado, as you say, that person needs to read one of your books, or both of your books, Beverly. Beverly, the-collaborative, .com, that's the website. The books are Make Your Shift by Beverly Flexington, and also Self-Talk for a Calmer You. Beverly, come back real soon.
Be happy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.